but to encourage one another. In Christ we pray. Amen.
We will start in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Nice. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
We'll have just the men sing the first verse in unison all the way through, including the refrain in unison. Second verse, ladies, do the same thing. No harmony until we sing the last verse. Just the men first. Do me so.
Until Be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
O come, all ye faithful.
O come, all ye faithful.
Oh, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that there will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, with which the Lord has made known to us." And when they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, and when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
I think this is a newer song, and a familiar song from our older book, called While Shepherds Watch Their Flock. So another song recounting the miraculous events of that time. So let's sing this together. I think it's easy enough to pick up, so we're just going to try it. We have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, each echoing their joyous strains. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Which means, glory to God in the highest.
Angels, we have heard of God, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Yeah.
Verses 25 through 32. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, and then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory to your people Israel."
Hosanna.
Glory be to God.
holy, holy, holy. And we will only be singing the first, third, and fourth verses.
Good evening, church. We'll rest our voices for just a moment as I bid you give consideration to a few thoughts from the scriptures. It has been just so wonderful to be together and to sing these songs of praise tonight. We've been thinking about this passage from Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, that there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And our Bible reading as a church the last couple of weeks, we've been looking intently at Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2 and all of the promise and wonder that surrounds the birth of Jesus that captures our hearts and fills our minds with devotion. But you see from all the songs we've sung tonight, we are far from alone in this, that the wonder of the birth of Jesus is something that's moved so many to pen songs and praises to God for this. And how could we not? Why in Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, angels announce that this is a message of good news, that it is joyful, joyful for all people. As we saw in Matthew chapter 1, that here has come Emmanuel, God with us. In Luke 2 and verse 11, when shepherds would go and to see the babe, they are said that they would be seeing Savior, Christ the Anointed One, Christ the Lord. As Garrett just read to us a moment ago, as he is presented in the temple, Simeon comes and sees him. And he declares, Luke 2 and verse 30, that this is God's salvation. And not only is this God's salvation, but this is a light to the Gentiles, for the Jew first, but also for the Greek. And Anna, the prophetess, had to go into all the environs of Jerusalem that she had seen the Redeemer. The Redeemer has come. All of this said about a little baby born in a scene of poverty, laying in a manger. And yet angels announced him, declared him, and those that witnessed him had to share what they had seen. Looking at this baby, oh, the potential. Would he be everything he was said to be? And that's why it's so exciting to continue reading in Luke, to continue reading in Matthew, these Gospels, to see it all unfold, that truly Jesus is preaching the good news and bringing joy to all people. He demonstrates time and again that he is God with us in his miracles and ultimately at the cross and in his resurrection. He is declared to be Savior and Christ the Lord. He is God's salvation to the Jew first and to the Greek. And he is our Redeemer, the one who pays the price with his blood for our sins to purchase us back from a justice that we deserve, to know the goodness and riches of God's grace. That's who he claims to be. That's who is purported and preached that he is, and that's the demonstration in the scripture. But do you believe that? Do you confess that that's who he is? I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 2 and verse 35. Because as Simeon speaks to Mary and to Joseph, he says this in Luke chapter 2. Bless them, Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Even here there is a prophecy and a foretelling of the cross. A sword to Mary's heart, but a purpose to reveal the hearts, to reveal the thoughts of men. And indeed, the gospel of Christ reveals your thoughts and your hearts. What do you believe? Where will you stand? Jesus is the Son of God. He is Christ the Lord, the Savior, the Redeemer. But is he yours? The invitation is for you to confess your faith that he is the Son of God, how he died for your sins and rose again, to turn from sin in your life and be baptized, immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins, baptized into Jesus, for truly our Redeemer lives. We're going to sing a song of invitation now. And as we consider in our hearts these songs of praise to the true Christ, if you believe he is the Christ, then obey his word and obey his gospel. It discerns your heart even tonight. And you have the chance to act in faith, to put him on in baptism, to seek prayer, restoration, whatever your spiritual need may be. I invite you to come forward and make that desire known now. As together we stand and sing a song of invitation, won't you please come?